So the contest is on to land the 2016 Republican National Convention. WVXU reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about how it's shaping up. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the three C's of Ohio, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland all put in bids along with bigger cities like Las Vegas. Cincinnati makes its official pitch next week. What are the chances?
Well, as you say, there are eight cities who are under consideration, three of them in Ohio. Cincinnati is interesting. I don't know, you know, I really can't handicap this thing. I know what they'll be looking for at the Republican National Committee, and that is a venue, a really good venue where they can have enough space, and that would be U.S. Bank Arena. They're going to want to check that out. I think the hotel space is fine, although people will be spread out over a pretty wide geographic area. I think the biggest problem might be where do you put the media workspace? The media at these national political conventions are by far the largest group there. And news organizations, the networks, the cable networks, broadcast networks, all the newspaper chains, media from all over the world, NPR, PBS, set up basically newsrooms in some large area. Now, you've got to find an area big enough to handle something like 15,000 media people, and that's a whole lot of people. And they have to have easy access to the arena where the actual convention's being held. Now, I don't know what their proposal is, but they've talked about Duke Energy Convention Center, which is a little bit farther away from U.S. Bank Arena, which might end up being a problem. But, you know, they're going to make their pitch. They have the hotel space. They have the amenities. It's going to be a question of whether or not U.S. Bank Arena is suitable and what they do with the media.
Now, people can vote for their favorite city, right?
Yes, they can. The Republican National Committee on their website has a poll where you can punch on one of the eight cities and say, you know, where would you like the Republican National Convention to be? Now, when you do that, there's a field that comes up, and you have to put your name and your email address and your zip code in there. So it's a poll, but it's kind of also, I think, for the Republican Party, a way to build their database of voters. They get a whole lot of people, you know, that they can be in contact with, you know, during the campaigns.
So expect a little email solicitation after.
I would think so. If you're going to vote in that, you're going to hear from them again, probably.
This weekend, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul won the Conservative Political Action Conference straw poll. What's that mean?
Well, that is significant because that organization meets in Washington about this time, you know, every year. And it's very influential conservatives from all over the country. And they get together and they listen to the candidates, or they listen to the potential candidates and listen to other speakers. And then they do a straw poll. And Rand Paul won the straw poll easily for the second year in a row. And he won it last year as well. This year he won it with 31% of the vote. And the second place finisher was Ted Cruz of Texas, who had only 11%. Everybody else was below 10%. So he is clearly the favorite right now of that wing of the Republican Party.
He'll be speaking in Cincinnati soon. What do you expect from that?
Well, it's interesting. He's going to be the keynote speaker at the Lincoln Reagan Day dinner of the Hamilton County Republican Party. It's not going to happen until May 16th. It's a big coup for the Hamilton County Republican Party because the Lincoln Reagan dinner is one of their major fundraising events of the year, maybe the major fundraising event. And I think the presence of Rand Paul is going to sell an awful lot of tickets for the Hamilton County Republican Party.
And he's not the only presidential hopeful that'll be there.
Well, maybe, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, there's been speculation that Rob Portman, who is going to introduce Rand Paul to the audience, is thinking about it in terms of 2016, although he has not said anything.
One of the other things we wanted to point out is your column this weekend focused on a connection between presidents and baseball. In a quick 10 seconds, a little summary so people can go take a look.
It's just a fun look at how presidents have had an impact on the game of baseball, which is obviously important in Cincinnati. Take a look at it.
All right. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each week at this time. You can read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.